Don't look. We suspected the tomato thief was a rat, but not a mother of five newborns, now four, fetal and blind to their crushed sibling inches away on the pavement, where an evening jogger, thinking they were aborted puppies, picked each one up and arranged them in the gentle hammock of her shirt before asking us, "Is this your house?" Its tenor ringing with accusation, as if aware that I had indeed considered, if only briefly, somehow ridding my young dog of her litter halfway into her unintended pregnancy, or of the rat poison tucked into our kitchen cupboard. And even though I could see those long, limp tails for what they were, we took the helpless, wrinkled, and gray things helplessly from her soft belly into a hard plastic box and then into our house and placed them on top of the same kitchen cupboard holding that poison while we decided what to do, out of sight from their disarming squirms and yawns, reminding me why for years I had a plan in place, like many women do here, in case of emergency, to head to New York City. Not because I can't, with enough money, find a doctor here to overlook the law, but because I can't live with my own cruelty in the field of my vision. Your ex-wife knew that too, when she took her unwanted pets to the other side of the island to abandon them, ensuring they would not find their way back, of course, but also so that these ambiguous acts of murder or mercy could remain within the hard boundary of a carefully guarded blind spot, a yawning black mouth of shame and horror up close, from which your life forever moves on a deliberate trajectory away, glancing back in the rearview mirror only to confirm that it grows smaller and smaller until it's reduced to simply a full stop, a pebble in the road, or maybe something else that your tire silences without ceremony. And you take in the kind of breath that you know you will hold, as if your next could either expose or exonerate you, gulping down the air, and with it, the toothless thing that once threatened to swallow you whole. Yes, it is always preferable to be in the seat of a car or a plane, severing yourself from the unspeakable act, instead of here, in bed, trying to sleep, while just outside of the gate, where we later returned those newborns back to their suspected burrow, four heartbeats grow more and more faint, like war drums retreating and making their promise to return.